The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here today. And time is very interesting. You know, when you learned about Einstein's theory of general relativity back in eighth grade, and I can remember E equals MC squared. You know, essentially, the model is if you go into a spaceship and you travel at the speed of light, that if you left the Earth for a year, when you came back, it would be more than a year after you left on Earth. But you would have only experienced a year. That's why it's called relativity. And I think he figured out the mathematical formula for life in general, and especially parenting. Because my daughter had her graduation party last week, if you're listening to this. And if so, because this is... Again, it's different time because I'm recording on Monday prior to the Sunday when you're listening. And her grad party was yesterday, Sunday, in the time frame that I'm speaking from. And you know, I spent some hours on a video, and I spent 6 to 8 hours of editing this video, which I probably spent 4 of those hours crying because I had the video started with her ultrasound and it ended with a little quick video on the day before where for her school we put out the PTA puts out these little banners, like the little college banners, the triangular ones, all along the boulevard in front of the school. And there's a big middle, like a grass median in the middle, probably 15, 20 feet wide. And so we put these there and the kids will go and they'll park their cars and they'll go take a picture next to them. So the beginning of it was an ultrasound and the end of it was the day before the party. And, you know, I had to cut it down to just iconic scenes from her life and her childhood. But I mean, I have her like crying in the hospital on day one and all the way to, like I said, that. And as an aside, I'll give a little quick little aside. So when I do my video editing, I have this guy in Pakistan. His name is Raheel. And there's a website called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R. And you can go on Fiverr and you can find people to do things for you online that you don't have the capability or you'd like to learn more about. And you go to video editing, you find somebody. I found this guy, Raheel. He's a really, really nice guy. He's in Pakistan. And we were talking because, I mean, I'm sitting there, you know, showing her, I mean, on airplanes and different in Hawaii and Mexico and New York and Chile and all these different places we've been. And you know, doesn't escape me that he lives in a completely, I mean, Pakistan is a very poor country. And we were kind of talking about, see now what I know about him, because I pay him what I pay him, which is, you know, this $35 an hour, that's a decent rate because he teaches me how to do it and I get more proficient at doing it myself. And at the same time, he helps me do it right. I mean, you're not going to get it cheaper than that for somebody with a good skill set. That's just what the skill set demands. But in Pakistan, I was talking to him. I said, I know it's tough. It must be tough for you too, because you know, it's hard to get these kids to recognize how good they have it. And I said, and I know you have it good over there relatively. I mean, he's, you know, not rich. He said, yeah. He's like, I do 2 hours of editing with you, and that's a month of average wage in Pakistan. And for context, I did 6 or 8 hours of editing with him on this project, and I'm in the middle of the huge the synchronized swimming one. I'm a lot of hours into that, but it was the 100th anniversary. Got 4 camera angles, 2 different nights, so we're really getting into the thick of it. But he told me his story, and he grew up in the villages. So Pakistan, you know, they have big cities that are modern to an extent. I don't know if you've never traveled into the developing world, you know, understand. You go to a place like Santiago in Chile, and part of it you could be in New York, and then not very far down the road you could be, you know, in the third world. So Chile kind of rides that border. Well, Pakistan doesn't have any of cities like that, so their bigger cities are still relatively undeveloped. I mean, they have the internet. It's very slow. He can't buy an Apple computer because the government of Pakistan puts a 300% tariff on Apple. So, you know, if he buys a $1,000 computer, it's $3,000. Anyway, so what he started out in the villages, and he said, I just saved and saved and worked and saved and got a laptop. You know, I'm sure it was I didn't ask him how much it cost, so I'm sure it was a $200 or $300 cheap, you know, IBM clone laptop. And he said, and I just started learning things. And then as it grew and it grew, and I said, yeah. I said, and then your kids didn't see any. Well, he's only got one son. It's his first baby. He's just a month old. So, you know, obviously I'm putting together this video of my baby from ultrasound all the way. So we were talking, and we're dad to dad talking. And I said, you know, it's just hard because my kids don't know. I mean, I grew up with a single mom, and, you know, we knew all about struggling. And, you know, it's just hard to impart to these kids. And I mean, most kids nowadays are doing a lot better. Their parents are doing better than they were. I mean, the progress keeps going. And I know it's not everybody. But for those kids who are able to have all those things. I mean, for instance, you know, the grad party itself. But anyway, so it was just interesting to get. It keeps me very grounded and keeps me blessed, and understanding how blessed I am is, you know, I talked to this guy who, you know, lives in a world where, because he was looking at the synchronized swimming video, and, you know, the natatorium, that's the technical term for the indoor pool with bleachers. He's like, we don't have anything like that in Pakistan. And I mean, I think he meant they don't have anything like that. Like, there might be one or two of those in the country, and every school in America pretty well has one. Not every, but most schools in America pretty well have one. So we're so blessed by being here. And I, you know, I thank God every morning and every evening for how blessed I am, literally. So that keeps you grounded. But the senior party itself, when I graduated from high school, I had my aunts and me and my mom, I think maybe my cousin, went over to my grandma's house and she baked a cake, and I got 4 cards, 5 cards with $20 in them, and congratulations. And now they have these big productions. We had to rent this hall because our house isn't big enough to have, you know, 200 people flow through during the course of the day. And, you know, it's just crazy. It's just amazing how different that is. But back to the time. So you look at this, and I remember what she smelled like. You know, I remember when, you know, that baby smell, and, you know, there was one little, quick video of her just sleeping. She was maybe a month old, and just perfection. And in the audio, you could hear these birds in Hawaii. I don't remember the name of them, but you'd wake up to the morning to this beautiful. Well, now Kauai, there was a lot of roosters, but on this particular morning, we didn't have any roosters. They'd have just roosters running wild on Kauai, and so they're a bit of a nuisance. But on this particular one, we didn't. And there's these other birds, and they make this gorgeous little sound. It's not even really bird-like. I won't try to make it because I wouldn't do very good. But anyway, and you know, you remember those, and it's like, I can't believe that it's been almost 18 years since that day, because I remember that. I remember these days. And I don't remember them in particular, some of them, but some of them I do remember in particular. You know, like when she turned 5, there was a woman in Kauai where we lived at the time, and she would dress up as a mermaid, and you would take your kids to the beach, and she would swim up and sing Little Mermaid songs to them. And we did that for her. And there was this little wooden box that she gave, and there's like some magic dust. And if you put this on your chest when you go to sleep, you can dream of being a dolphin. And oh, it was just so there's such magical stuff. And you can't believe it. You can't believe it's gone so fast. And I tell you what's really, really weird is I made this video and it's four songs with video. And then I had to adjust the volume of each song. So sometimes you want to hear what's going on in the video. Sometimes you don't, blah, blah, blah. It's 17 minutes long. And I've watched it probably since I made it 10 times just because I can't get enough of it because it's my daughter's life. And it seems like it takes 2 minutes. It's crazy. This time warp, I mean, even just looking at how it goes, I want each one of those frames to last an hour so I can just soak it in. And but yeah, it's I'm so proud of her and I'm so happy for her, but I know I'm going to walk in her room the day that we drop her at college. I can almost not even say it without crying. And I'm just going to go lay on her bed with my dog and just cry. It's just that, it's just amazing. I've never, you know, I've lost my dad and my stepmom and my brother. And so I know about that kind of a loss, but it's something different. It hits different. I mean, any parent who's lost a kid, if you're out there and you've lost a kid, I feel for you in a way that, you know, I don't know how you deal with that, but I guess you do because you have to. But we all, to some extent, lose our kids when they go off to college or out into the workforce or, you know, out of the home. And yeah, I'm just grappling with it, I guess. It's just, I've known it was coming, and now that it's just this flurry next weekend. So as you're listening to this, her graduation would have been the day before. So as I'm speaking, next Saturday is her graduation. Then we do her school does a party where the seniors have somewhere to go other than out and driving on the night of graduation. So they come into the school, and there's all these different rooms, and they have a silent disco where there's all these headphones and the kids can dance with each other and listen to their own music, that kind of stuff. I'm going to be in the casino room running the craps table. And I guess it goes till 3 or so in the morning. And so I won't be getting much sleep that night. But that's okay. I haven't gotten much sleep. It's been like I said, I've been up late, you know, editing the video and then was up till 3 in the morning editing the video on Saturday morning. And then at 6 we had to get up and go pound stakes into the ground with these pennants on them. And then, you know, we had to go take them down at 4 before it started raining. And then we went, it's a flurry. And I do a daddy-daughter weekend. Dads, if you're a dad or even a grandpa or mom. And the way we do it in my family is each year I take one of the girls on a long weekend trip and my wife takes the other one. So we'll have daddy-daughter weekend, mommy-daughter weekend. And it's just a one-on-one, you know, intense three-day trip. We've gone first time I took her, she was probably 10. We went down to around Keokuk and got geodes. And then I took my other daughter up to Minnesota and we got Lake Superior agates that you would go dig around for. And usually it's fishing. A couple times it's been snowboarding up in Wisconsin. But this will be my last one, and so we're going to go down to Lake of the Ozarks because she's going to Mizzou for college and, you know, kind of get her acclimated to that area and get her excited about being down there. And, you know, I mean, all of a sudden, it's just this life comes and goes very quickly, so you have to really make sure you enjoy every day and, you know, can't waste days being upset about things. So yeah, not a lot of orthopedics. I guess I'm just in that mode right now, although, you know, I'm still full tilt in the practice. And but sometimes you got a lot going on, and just when it's time to just talk instead of talk about, you know, my patients don't want to hear all this stuff, so I'm telling you, you know, you don't want to come in for a knee replacement and have a 20-minute talk about my daughter's high school graduation. But it's definitely, and you know, it's not just me, it's everybody, it's all these parents. I mean, because, you know, one of the ladies in the office is like, yeah, I remember when my son was going through this 2 years ago, and now, yeah, and then there's another woman in the office whose son's about to graduate. And so it's this collective parental angst that we're going through, those of us who have seniors. And, you know, it's hope, and it's excitement, and it's worry, and it's loss, and it's part of life, and we got to deal with it. But anyway, that's what's going on. So next week I'll probably tell you a little bit about the senior party, because it's a pretty clever idea that the school has, and it gives kids, you know, not all the kids, it just gives the kids a place to go, a safe place to go where there's fun things to do, and they don't have to be out driving around, and it's a good idea if any of you are involved in high schools and you don't do this. It's a great idea. I think a lot of schools have something like it. But yeah, so graduation time and big changes time, and I hope that everyone out there who has a senior is getting themselves emotionally prepared for the day when they walk out that door the last time. So with that, we'll get back to my clinic and take care of patients and focus on orthopedics. And you have a blessed week, Kyle.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.